There was an earlier satellite in the early 1980s that was launched by the United States with help from Britain and the Netherlands, called the Infrared Astronomical Satellite, called IRAS. And here is sort of a very crude picture, but an important one because it was the first one that we had of the Milky Way, taken at wavelength of 12 microns, or about 25 times visible light. And you see now this, the fine lines in this rectangle that I'm showing you here, where there's almost nothing to be seen. Well, with the Infrared Space Observatory, this is the view that we got of that rectangle. And you can see that you see all kinds of bright patches here, stars that are embedded inside that region where you saw nothing before because it's obscured by dust. The dust is so thick that you don't see through it with visible light. But an advantage of infrared radiation is that its wavelength is longer than the size of the dust grains. And so the dust has a difficult time absorbing that kind of long wavelength radiation. It's a little bit like a radio antenna. A radio antenna has to be matched to the wavelength of the radiation. So if your radiation is maybe a meter in the wavelength, the waves are sort of a meter in periodicity, then the antenna has to be about a meter in size. If it's much smaller than that, it won't absorb the radio or emit the radio wavelengths. The same thing in the infrared. If the dust is smaller, it turns out the dust is approximately the size of visible light wavelength. So it absorbs visible light very, very strongly, but the infrared radiation can pass through almost unattenuated, particularly at the longest infrared wavelengths. And so this is a nice way to look into these deep clouds, these dark clouds, and that's important because this is where stars are being formed. The dust clouds are quite cool, as I mentioned to you, and so under their own gravitation they begin to contract. There's nothing to keep them from falling into each other from their own gravity. So they keep contracting until they form stars, and then once they form stars they no longer contract any further. So in order to see where these young stars are forming inside this cocoon of dust, which visible light cannot penetrate to follow that formation of stars. We never knew how stars really form until we had infrared telescopes that allowed one to look into these clouds, more or less like a physician will look into you with x-rays and can see your innards and see what's going on there. And that's exactly what the infrared permits you to do, and what the Infrared Space Observatory allowed us to do over the last 5 years or so